gibberish!" he cried, leaning forward, with his fingers on the table and his face projecting. "That's what I have been talking to you, sir. Scientific gibberish! Did you think you could match cunning with me? You with your walnut of a brain? You think you are omnipotent, you infernal scribblers, don't you? That your praise can make a man and your blame can break him? We must all bow to you and try to get a favorable word, must we? This man shall have a leg up, and this man shall have a dressing down. Creeping vermin, I know you. You've got out of your station. Time was when your ears were clipped. You've lost your sense of proportion. Swollen gas bags! I'll keep you in your proper place. Yes, sir, you haven't got over GEC. There's one man who is still your master. He warned you off, but if you will come, by the Lord, you do it at your own risk. Forfeit, my good Mr. Malone. I claim forfeit. You have played a rather dangerous game, and it strikes me that you have lost it.
Look here, sir, said I, backing to the door and opening it. You can be as abusive as you like, but there is a limit. You shall not assault me.
Shall I not?
He was slowly advancing in a peculiarly menacing way, but he stopped now and put his big hands into the side pockets of a rather boyish short jacket which he wore.
I have thrown several of you out of the house. You will be the fourth or fifth. £3.15 each. That is how it averaged. Expensive, but very necessary. Now, sir, why should you not follow your brethren? I rather think you must.
He resumed his unpleasant and stealthy advance, pointing his toes as he walked, like a dancing master. I could have bolted for the hall door, but it would have been too ignominious. Besides, a little glow of righteous anger was springing up within me. I had been hopelessly in the wrong before, but this man's menaces were putting me in the right. I'll trouble you to keep your hands off, sir. I'll not stand it.
Dear me!
His black mustache lifted, and a white fang twinkled in a sneer.
You won't stand it, eh?
Don't be such a fool, Professor, I cried. What can you hope for? I'm 15 stone, as hard as nails, and play center 3/4 every Saturday for the London Irish. I'm not the man. It was at that moment that he rushed me. It was lucky that I had opened the door, or we should have gone through it. We did a Catherine wheel together down the passage. Somehow we gathered up a chair upon our way and bounded on with it towards the street. My mouth was full of his beard. Our arms were locked, our bodies intertwined, and that infernal chair radiated its legs all round us. The watchful Austin had thrown open the hall door. We went with a back somersault down the front steps. I have seen the two Macs attempt something of the kind at the halls, but it appears to take some practice to do it without hurting oneself. The chair went to matchwood at the bottom, and we rolled apart into the gutter. He sprang to his feet, waving his fists and wheezing like an asthmatic.